Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Albert Hodge III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/thepurposedonealvinIII. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to discuss Rona Redux. Rona Redux. Of course, this is in reference to this Delta wave that is being reported to pick up globally in us from here to summer heading into fall. Coronavirus, that bug, whatever you want to call it, it's synonymous with basically 2020 era of or the year of so much uncertainty, pivotal change, either by biological or political means. It could be argued for both. So what does Real Talk have to do with discussing this subject? Well, it's more of a stream of consciousness since it's going to be a culturally pivotal experience, group experience for all of us. Has brought some things closer, some people closer, has pulled some people apart. I guess the big question is, how do we think now that we've set a certain level of normalcy around this specific disease, how this next cycle, or this next cycle that's being built up, is going to play out in our lives again? The first time we had no idea. We followed the lead on, or many people followed the lead on, the health advisors, and governments, you know, things like that. Extremely slowed down our lives and sought to isolate us as best as possible, and disrupt, you know, our normalcy patterns, from just really, if it wasn't a health issue, it became an economic issue. And our government did things to try to keep us afloat and, you know, describe what was essential and what was non-essential. For some people, things didn't really change. They actually became more beneficial. So there was a lot. I mean, this is like us at our, or at least for United States people, us during Cold War era. The events held so much of a psychological grip on us that it became iconic for the era and the time that we're in. And we're still here. So have we gotten through to the backside of it, or Are we about to have another pivotal moment? Who knows? But what can we learn from the first part that we've already been through this to the second part? My thoughts on this, like the main one is fear management, or ideally fear banishment. These things generate a lot of fear and anxiety, and it creates a large polarization. Polarization is not going to go anywhere, because when you're dealing with polarization, you're dealing with personality types that are deeply rooted in people. Some people are going to have more of a flight response. Other people are going to have a more fight response. And there's going to be massive debates, disagreements, triggerings over that. Can't really do much about that except forgive each other relative space in these things. The people that agitate the situation more, it's really both people that are on the aggressive fight side of things. For instance, you know, when it comes to mask mandates, when it comes to the vaccine and all that stuff, it's the people who have just a strong fight mechanism that's going to get triggered and get aggressive with the other person on the other side. See, you're going to see it all over social media, out and about, things like that, because the fight is that strong with these people. Unfortunately, there's only so much that either side can do to control the behaviors of the other side. Therefore, it gets to a point to where it either stays circular or people find their safe distance and respect from each other. My take on it is that, yes, it's very real. I don't know, thankfully, of a lot of people who have passed away. I know more people who contracted and overcame it than the people who passed away. Very, very thankful for that. I don't know what kind of psychological draw that would have if I just knew way more than one handful of people who had passed away from the complications of this disease that's around our society. And so with that being said, it's been about a year and a half, or a year and a few months, and I just haven't seen what we originally thought the mortality was going to be. Meaning, I literally did not see, you know, people passing out in the street from the complications, or it reaching such a threshold that, healthcare staff, became unsustainable because they were catching it. It wasn't what we would consider like a black plague. Was it bad? Definitely. Was it plague bad? Mm-mm. Plague bad is the complete underpinning of a society. And for the most part, I guess here in the South, that didn't happen, which is something to be extremely thankful for. Extremely thankful for. So now, with the hastened at least three different varieties of vaccine and exposure from that vaccine, at least, 4 months, I believe? No, four to 6 months of exposure. We now see if that's a helpful factor. biologically okay. If there's a new variant that has no, that's not being affected by the vaccine, of course, this rolls in the idea for booster shots. Okay, so, well, how many variants can you have? And ultimately, what does this lead to? Perpetual state of vaccines and isolation, and on the economic side, a constant creation of a monetary supply to fill in the gaps where there's economic disruptions and things like that. That's on the table too. So besides the health impact, is just the overall economic impact. Stressed populace of people. Some people will go into flight mode, and some people will go into fight mode. Fight mode will become people who become aggressive to survive by any means. That includes picking up on criminal-like behaviors out of either necessity or out of psychological desperation, psychological triggering, however you want to call it. Basically, if the stress is high enough, the rule book goes out the door and you start, violence and all kind of stuff picks up, which, of course, plays into the whole sexual politics dynamic. People will get more predatory with the mechanism of sex and seduction. That's just kind of baked into the cake, which will be tempered by violence. Because of not all of these machinations or games will bode well for the people who wield them. So there's a lot of variables going on. It's an economic variable, your health variable, your cultural shift variable, relational variables. I guess the real talk part about it is be wise out there. Be wise. Choose your battles. Choose your space. Choose your alternatives wisely, because they may be the things that buy you more time and preserve more of your health and peace of mind and the management of, again, fear. Fear. The person that lets fear overwhelm them, especially now after experiencing a year of thankfully surviving, is the person that the overall circumstance is going to torment. Every generation, every era has had its major challenges. This one is ours. And we would not be here had our ancestors or family not gotten past those dark eras. So that is something that is stapled into the fact of our current lives right now, wherever we are. We are here because they lived and they passed, they emerged. They may not have gotten through it perfectly, but they got through it good enough for us to be here. That's an irrefutable fact. So now it's our turn to take on the adversities of life. And if we still get up, move, we still make choices, we still have a certain consciousness about us, well, it's for a reason. And so now what I shall do is that would be pretty much it for me today. Something to think about. This is Alvin with Real Talk with H3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.